Triple Witch by Sarah Graves, narrated by Lindsay Ellison. Chapter 1. Kenny Mumford's wide, sightless eyes gazed up out of his shroud of wet green rockweed on the beach at Prince's Cove. The rockweed covered much of the rest of his face, but we knew right away that it was Kenny. His left hand, flung out loosely behind him as if he were doing the backstroke, had the peculiar purplish round scar in its palm that anyone in Eastport would recognize. Kenny always told people he'd gotten the scar when a biker chick, high on methamphetamines, hammered his hand to the shiny metal rim of a bar stool after a night of drinking. Others said the drinking part was right, but that the nail came from a nail gun one time when Kenny had had a job. Now Kenny's eyes were bleached to a pale, milky blue, the result of being soaked in cold salt water. A day earlier, Kenny's boat had been towed in, minus Kenny, by the Coast Guard, so it was no real surprise finding him there on the beach. The hole in his forehead, though, that was a surprise.
"Not,"
Ellie White said thoughtfully, "from a nail gun." "Right," I agreed, looking at Kenny again. "No nail." Out on the water, two harbor seals' heads glided smoothly through the waves toward the fish pens of the local aquaculture operation, where a barge was unloading bags of salmon food. Gulls swirled in drifts over the fish pens, waiting for a chance to swoop down and steal floating morsels, screaming impatience. Ellie crouched, pulling more rockweed from Kenny's face.
"Poor Kenny," she said. "I went to school with him, up until 8th grade.
Lying in its nest of rockweed, his head looked disembodied. Is that when Kenny got sent away to reform school? It was right around noon, and 70.